spiritually illiterate, as I said. Somebody once said to me that the reason for doing the passion plays and the mystery plays in the medieval times was because society was illiterate, and that was the church's way of communicating the story to them, which is very true. And whilst we're not illiterate as society nowadays, we are getting more spiritually illiterate as a society. So I think it's really important to be able to tell the story in a relevant and accessible manner so that people then can make informed choices about the story. You know, it's up to them what they do with the story, but it's our responsibility to tell the story.
And this isn't your typical Christian Easter story, though, is it? What makes this place so unique?
You know, what I love about it is, I always say to the cast, it's like we're, in a way, taking the traditional paintings or the Christmas cards and bringing that story to life. Because, you know, the general public are walking around, and they're, if they've got a perception of Jesus, it's somebody who's always saying no, or in long robes and a tea towel around his head and everything. And that's not the Jesus that we know. So it's our responsibility to try and show that and tell his story and say, this is what he was like. He laughed, he cried, he got angry. You know, all the emotions that you know, he knew as well. And so it's kind of lifting the lid on that or unpicking the story, so that people go, gosh, I never thought about Jesus as laughing or, you know, having that emotion. I think that's really important.
And in telling this story, we're going to, well, anyone that's fortunate enough to watch the play will hear from voices that we're not used to hearing when the story of Jesus's death and resurrection is being told. How will this add to the story?
I think it's just really interesting because when you read in the Bible, you might read a paragraph on, say, the crucifixion. But we know it was more than that. And, you know, there were people around the cross who had experienced and who knew Jesus, who were feeling all sorts of emotions and their lives and, you know, things that we don't often think about. And it's an artist's job to unpick those stories and to say, but this is what Mary, Jesus's mother, might have felt like. This is what, you know, we look at in this play. We look at Judas's mother. You know, characters that aren't mentioned but very obviously existed. And I think that's the thing, is it kind of, it brings a different slant on the story and pushes us into a position of thinking about things in a different way. Perhaps, again, more from our perspective, you know, very few of us could identify with being the mother of the Son of God, but we can identify with somebody whose son perhaps went astray or, you know, did stuff that they weren't sure about, or, you know, a mother who had dreams for their son and that just didn't go the way that they thought it was going to go. So we can identify with that. I think that's really important for us to be able to identify with some of the characters.
Right. I don't think I've ever in my Christian life considered what Judas Iscariot's mother might have been feeling.
Yeah.
Are there any other characters that possibly I and other people would be shocked to hear from as well?
Yeah, well, we look at in this one, we look at Judas's mother and we look at Barabbas as well. Again, you know, a throwaway sentence in the Bible story. But just thinking about, well, I was reading the other day about, in my daily reading, about how we need to look at people and see the need, not just the situation. It was kind of talking about homeless people. You know, their need is not necessarily for a home, but their need might be, you know, help, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, you know, relationship breakdown, all these sorts of things. And so we wanted to look at Barabbas and say, well, you know, he wasn't born bad. How did he get to where he is? And we actually put him into being one of Jesus' followers at one point and just kind of said, you know, maybe he listened, maybe he heard the story, maybe he met Jesus, we don't know. And we follow his story all the way through to, there's no reconciliation, but there's a nice touch at the end where Barabbas, gets involved with Jesus.
The posters for the play says it's still being written. When will it be done? Because it's not long left, is it, until the curtains will be drawn?
Well, yeah, what we wanted to do, I mean, every year I do this play, the challenge for me as a director is to look at what am I going to do differently. I like to do something different on it. I like to challenge me, challenge the audience, you know, not do the same thing every year in Edinburgh. And so because last year we'd done the traditional version and that was really strong, but the cast, actually the core cast, are pretty strong at rehearsing and working together. So we kind of took a chance and said, well, let's devise something from scratch. And so we've been working a bit longer this year on it. So just kind of unpicking, improvising, trying different stories. And it was actually one of the cast who'd written the monologue for Judas's mother that inspired me to think about that. So Sally North wrote a beautiful monologue about Judas's mother. And so, yeah, we have, you know, we're still changing things. We're still adding things. I think we're there. You know, I added something on Saturday, but I think now we're finished.